This is a poem written after the terrible events of May and June in 2017. Manchester, London Bridge, Grenfell Tower, Finsbury Park Mosque. And it's called As If. For weeks I've been grabbed by the throat, deep sobs that hijack the rollout of sleep, gasping for air, as if those dying were mine, as if the mums and the daughters were mine, as if I'd gone blind to the bright of mid-May, deaf to its music, jaw locked in the shock of knowing the sentence they're about to commence. My luck is that I'm on reprieve until it happens again and I'm back with the Australian father, the Canadian sister, the French cousin who can't sleep for the raging bull of a van with daggers for horns, gasping for air. And then an election that rustles a murmur of hope. Until the children are there, now waving, now burning alive at the top of a tower that screams on our screens, burnt to an unidentifiable deathness on our screens, charred as the souls of those who ignored them, of a press igniting wildfires of hate and disunity, of politics that scorns impecunity, as if they were the ones to berate for austerity, as if they bombed Iraq, as if they speculated whole nations' security, as if they cut the benefits, as if they did the deal on the cladding to hide their homes from the neighbours, as if they warmed their hands by blazing pyres of red tape, of experts' advice, as if they did the landlord's bidding. These were the ones who asked questions that nobody listened to, who stayed put when told to. These are, we are, the ones to inhale acrid fumes of betrayal, gasping for air, as if grasping a chance to divine hope from despair.